With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Supreme Court is set to issue its ruling tomorrow on the Trump immunity case. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
It's perhaps the most anticipated decision of the court term, whether former presidents are immune from prosecution for official acts they took in office. The High Court has previously ruled that former presidents can't be...
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Donald Trump essentially voiced what many Americans were thinking. Even with some Biden allies urging him to withdraw from the 2024 race, the president and his team say they're pressing ahead. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The UN Security Council is presented with evidence that Russia has deployed a North Korean nuke in Ukraine this year against the body's sanctions.
In January 2024,
Jonah Leff, executive director of Conflict Armament Research, offered a detailed analysis of remnants of a ballistic missile that struck Kharkiv on January 2nd.
Carr documented the missile's rocket motor, its tail section.
Showing the council photos of the remnants, he said they had unique features indicating it was manufactured in North Korea last year. Leff says the evidence
irrefutably establishes that the missile fired on Kharkiv was indeed of DPRK origin.
The U.S. and its Western allies accused North Korea and Russia of violating a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the DPRK. Russia dismissed the accusations as baseless. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Canada's second largest airline, WestJet, canceling more than 400 flights, affecting almost 50,000 passengers after the Union of Maintenance Workers announced that it has gone on strike. This is SRN News. Despite a campaign by liberal clergymen and never-Trump Republicans, evangelicals remain committed to the former president as the election draws nearer. According to AP VoteCast, about 8 in 10 white evangelical Christian voters are planning to vote for Mr. Trump. White evangelicals make up about 20% of the overall electorate in 2020, and the former president is hoping they turn out in even higher numbers this time. Over the past week, Andy rallied supporters at a meeting of the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Washington, D.C. A judge has blocked Michigan's 24-hour waiting period for abortions and some of their abortion-related provisions. Judge Seema Patel says they conflict with a 2022 voter-approved amendment to the state constitution that guarantees access to abortion. The judge also stopped Michigan's requirement that only a physician can perform an abortion. She says it excludes qualified nurses, physician's assistants, and nurse midwives. This is SRN News. Boeing's Starliner spacecraft continues to have problems.
Two astronauts are spending extra time at the International Space Station as NASA and Boeing troubleshoot capsule problems that popped up on the way there. The veteran astronauts expected to stay for a week or so at the space station during a test flight of Boeing's new Starliner capsule, the first with a crew. But their return trip has been put on hold while the thruster trouble and helium leaks are analyzed. On Friday, NASA said there's no rush to bring the astronauts home, and more tests on the ground would be done first. Keith Peters reporting.
An Alaskan man and two cops joined forces to rescue a baby moose that got stuck between a float plane and a dock in a lake last week. The Homer Police Department says the action of the three men saved the calf from a sure demise. Spencer Warren works for a wilderness guiding service. He's the first one, after arriving to the float plane, to realize the baby was in trouble. This is SRN News.